This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Some people today, they read the Adhkar and they are still being affected by the evil, by magic, by ashurur, sins, fitan, misconceptions, doubts. Wabillah, I'm reading Adhkar al-Sabah al-Masa, but I find myself horrible in front of all these evils and temptations. And then some would say, maybe it's because of my blonde hair, or it's because of my blue eyes, or because of how much money I got, or because the car I'm driving, or the shirt I'm wearing, maybe that's why. No, it's not about this. It's until you haven't read the Adhkar. Wala, you don't even understand what you read. This is the problem. Don't worry about yourself and so on. Had I come in from a trick from the shaytan. But the real reason is that you did not understand them. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he gives a beautiful example. Look at this example. He mentions three things. He said, this here is you. This is the soldier. Let's say this is a soldier. And this is the weapon. A soldier needs a weapon. And this is the enemy. Because a soldier with a weapon is confronting an enemy. Tayyib. This is the latest weapon on earth. Nothing beats it. The best weapon to date with all its functions. If this soldier doesn't know how to use this, what point is it for him? Useless. And how's this going to benefit him? Absolute useless. For as a result, this enemy will destroy the soldier because he had the best of the best, but they didn't know how to use it. Where Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah draws our attention now, and he says, this is you, this is the believer, every day and afternoon. And he has the best weapon in front of him. Kitabullah Azza wa Jal. Wal adhkar of the morning and the afternoon. These are the best weapons. This is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nothing could be better than this. You have the latest weapon in your possession. Wal fitan are all here. This is the enemy here. Evils, sins, temptations, desires, call it what it is. All the rubbish here. If you don't understand this, how can it be effective in your life? It won't have any effect. But if you know this and you understand it, you know how to use it, you're certain and honest, and you're bent upon this weapon that you have, you've encompassed it, you've embraced it, you're saying words that you own, you know what they are, you know the kind of guidance and protection it offers by the permission of Allah. Then no one can stand in his path. No one will be able to stand in his path because you've got the best weapon and you understand how to use it. Beautiful example Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah he gives.